And today on the program, visiting with Marty Lamore from the Boone County Historical Society. Marty, good to have you back.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Here we are, rolling along in the middle of October, almost middle of October. Middle of October, you guys are going to have you're going to have a Saturday Scholar, which we're going to talk about. But I did want to go back and ask you about the book sale. It was last Friday and Saturday.
Right. We had our board meeting on Tuesday night, and we did kind of a shortened agenda so that we could sort and set up and organize. And that took us a few days to get set up for the book sale. We were open Friday from 12 to 4 and then Saturday 10 to 4. And we were all set up and ready to go. And we had people lined up outside the door with bags and boxes on Friday morning.
Wow.
Or Friday at noon. So we were pretty excited about that. We were really busy on Friday. Some familiar faces and a lot of new friends that we met. People enjoyed going through the books and buying what they wanted. Mm. And we got wound up on Saturday afternoon at 4 and things cleaned up, boxed up, and put away. We haven't decided what yet we're doing with the leftover books for sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of a donation, but we haven't completed that yet. And we're still working on the outcome of the financials with everything.
Sure.
But we sold more than half of the books.
Okay, I was going to say, because
we're feeling pretty good about that. We started with about 1,500. So
yeah.
It was a success, and we appreciate those people that stopped down and supported the sale and found some good reads.
That was a sizable collection, that's for sure. We know that.
Right, right.
Now, did are some of them, I'm guessing, did you keep some, I mean, that were going to be in kind of in the research room, the Larry Adams
right.
research room?
Yes, we did. There were items. We did an initial sort of items and ones that we felt were, that we didn't have the information on that were related to Boone County, we did keep. And also had the chance to go through things at the estate sale if there was anything in particular that we felt was really pertinent to Boone County history.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out. Either we purchased or were provided those items mm-hmm. so that we have those there at the center. So
sure.
We are still working on getting the Larry Adams Research Room. We do have his plaque up on the wall along with his hat. Displayed outside of the research room. We aren't quite finished with the final touches on that. So I think there's in the plans at some point to do a form of a dedication at some point in time when we're really ready to have company up there. So, and we also got the plaque put up for the Wayne B. Erickson. He was a donor that we had, and we've named the community room after him, and we have his plaque and his picture up down in the community room now, too.
All right, good. So, making progress. I was curious because I knew there was so many books for that book sale, and I knew you had a lot of traffic in and out. I saw a lot of that, but, I'm just going. There's just a lot of material that Larry had accumulated, so.
Definitely did.
Yeah. Anyway, the other part was how much, there was legitimate items that you guys wanted to keep part of the research for Boone County, part of his research
room. Exactly,
good.
But we still definitely miss just having him as a personal resource because he had so much stored up just in his head.
You
could ask him a question, and he was like the walking internet. So
I know. There were... when he would start, I would say, so what building was here and who was in there and when? And, he could go. I found a few other people that remember and recall a lot of those things, too. So maybe we'll have to get them all together and do that. Speaking of people
they're more than welcome to come help us down at the History Center. We always welcome volunteers.
Well, one we do know that does have a lot of history for the community as well, and he's going to be talking about it. But your Saturday Scholar, Mo Kelly.
Right. It's October 14th at 1 o'clock, my kind of town. Mo Kelly will do his presentation. So we're excited to have him be our feature Fowler this month. So
that'll be good. Free of charge, people. All you got to do is come in. Get, yep. What, use the 6th Street entrance? Yep.
Excuse me?
Use the 6th Street entrance and...
Yes, 6th Street entrance. It's all of our events are down in the community room. So.
Okay. All right.
And the center is open from 10 to 2 on Saturday, so they can actually use, if they want to come up and go through the center or see the first floor between 1 and 2 o'clock, they can. But, I mean, the presentation's starting at 1, so we are open from 10 to 2 that day, though.
Okay. So what else came up at your meeting earlier? I know it was short because everybody wanted to get ready for the book sale, but other things did you cover?
Well, we just did our typical approval of our minutes and reviewed our correspondence, did approval of the treasurer's report, reviewed what bills needed to be paid and how financials are sitting, which at this point is still good. Old business, we talked about our book sale, obviously. Website, no real new update on that, but just it's bchiowa.org, and you can submit if you want to volunteer. You can submit your information and someone will get in touch with you. If you're interested in membership, you can, it's not the full form online, but you can submit a request and someone will get in touch with you. So, and also we have our calendar of events on the website also. So you can always refer to that of what's going to be going on and happening. The only other new business is Erickson Public Library had contacted us. They do walks on a regular basis as part of their activity. And they had talked to us about partnering up possibly with a walk through the Linwood Park Cemetery and maybe highlighting some of the notables that are buried in Boone and some of the things about the cemetery. We haven't gotten a date or a time for that event yet. I'm still waiting to hear from Rhonda from the Erickson Public Library to see if we're going to be able to pull that off this year before it turns too cold or too dark, one of the two. But we appreciate partnering with another nonprofit and working together on some activities to promote things from both of those institutions.
Getting out there for the walk is not a bad thing. That's okay.
Right.
Even when it gets a little cooler, you dress for it.
Right. Right?
I know they get a lot of people will bring kids and everything else to it, too. I don't know if you recall it or not too, but I remember Charles, one of the things they would do back when he was there at the Historical Center at Charles Irwin, they would go out because the cemeteries it's a park, and it was part of a park. So would go out there and do different things. Do different presentations out there too. It's been a long time though. It's been a few years since that's happened. So. That's interesting. Good.
Speaking of Charles, he is going to be another one of our scholars on a Saturday on November 3rd. He's going to be doing a presentation on World War I. That's going to be at 10 a.m., so it's a little a morning presentation on that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited to have him back. He came down to the book sale, and he stops in on a regular basis to kind of check in on how we're doing. And again, he is a great resource for us, which we really appreciate if we have questions.
Sure. So good.
So, the next then, Saturday with a Scholar is Saturday, November 11th. And this will be a speaker that's going to present on the Boone Biblical College. The presenter and the time are to be announced, but keep an eye out on that on the website or on our... We have our digital sign that we also have running outside of the center that as a display of upcoming events also. And then on November 30th, we're having our annual soup supper, and that's in conjunction with the Christmas event in downtown Boone. So we'll be open from 4:30 to 7:30. We'll have dine-in or carry-out, either one. We already have people lined up to make. We have homemade potato soup. We have chili, and we have chicken noodle soup, and that'll have the toppings. Plus, there'll be some form of a cookie or a bar or dessert of some type and a drink. So we can't tell you a price on that yet, but we'll announce that when we have our November meeting. We'll make a determination on that, and when I visit with you in November, we can say the price. So,
well, by then we'll have tickets out. We'll have tickets available for it. So, certainly hope so.
In the past, we haven't done pre-sale on tickets.
Okay.
We've just been taking money at the door. So that's what we've done the past couple of years. And I think during COVID, we did the online, but we did not do that last year.
Okay, so right at the door. It gives you a better handle on just how many more people can we take. That's always been one of the challenges for you guys. Again, when they started doing it, I remember we need more soup in a hurry.
I know. So. Well, and that's what we have to do, unfortunately, is we try to anticipate the best we can for the volume, and we'll just serve until we run out.
Okay. That's coming up on November 30th, folks. Don't jump ahead.
We're also going to have some of the, I think, intermittently down at the community center, we're going to have some music provided by some individuals, Joe Howell. Is on the committee for setting up the event for the Christmas event. And so we will have a little bit of entertainment off and on during our time that we're serving our soup. So that'll be a little bit different twist for us.
All right. Have a whole evening. Come on in and sit down. Good.
Yeah, right. Hopefully the weather will hold for us for that event.
No kidding. Well, you guys are inside anyway, so they can come in there.
That's right. We can provide some shelter for you.
There we go.
I think the only other thing that we've been working on down at Kate Shelley, besides trying to keep it groomed up and mowed up and sprayed, which has made it look nicer and more presentable down there, we're working on replacing some signage down there. That may or may not happen this fall, but for sure will by springtime. It's kind of getting to the time of year when people aren't going to be so likely to stop down there to look at the walk down to where the pylons are. There's signage right when you're coming down the hill, coming into Mongona, that needs to be replaced, as well as previously there was the whole story of Kate Shelley displayed on a panoramic board. The poster's still down there. But we're working on replacing those so that with individuals going down, they at least can read the history and the information on the story. We still haven't done a final determination of when the current depot will be demolished making a decision about what we're going to put up there for the future. So with it getting closer toward the kind of weather where we aren't going to be able to be working on those projects, it'll probably be spring when we work on that. And also renewing our contract with the Army Corps of Engineers in 2024.
Okay. So, and I know one of the things you had wanted to do earlier was try to get some people that might be interested in really having a focus on the Kate Shelley area. And I mean, right now, if you go down there now, the river's so low, you could walk out to the pilings. But you know, that's
okay.
Well, I wouldn't want to, but I might stick into there. But anyway, but I mean, it is low enough you can really see it now, very evident. But I know you'd wanted to see if there were anybody that had an interest in. They can still make contact with you if they're interested in. What are we planning and what kinds of things can I help with? That sort of thing.
Right. We are more than happy to have anybody who has an interest in Kate Shelley. You can just contact me directly. I've already had a couple of people volunteer. We haven't had a formal meeting at this point in time yet, but it's good to know who has an interest, or if anybody has any particular ideas, they can either email me at marty@bchsiowa.org, or you can contact me directly, 515 291-8108.
Mm-hmm. Because it would be nice to get some folks that wanted to spend some time and actually work towards it. And I know, obviously, with some of the things that have to be done, you'd have to pursue grants, you'd have to pursue contributions. Get,
right.
You know, because we're talking, we have to, the old building is just not salvageable anymore, the old depot part. So
Right.
It'd be coming up with a project to replace that or come up with some other concept for it down there. So.
Right. Exactly.
And it's still a huge attraction. You still have people looking. They'll stop and ask, where is it at?
So. Right. So, yeah, we look forward to having anybody who'd like to volunteer for helping with Kate Shelley. We'd love to have you contact me.
What's happening as far as exhibits in the museum itself and the work that's going on there? Are we looking at anything coming up here as we head towards the holiday time?
What we'll be putting up again, we'll be doing a veterans or a military display in November for Veterans Day.
Okay.
So that'll be all of November. That will be getting set up here toward the end of the month. So we had that up last year, and I think there'll probably be some new pieces put into that. And we've worked cooperatively with the VFW. Fred Greiner's always very actively involved in that, and several other veterans that have a large interest in part of that display. So it's always a nice way for us to be able to honor the people from Boone who were in service.
Sure. And I got to say, you guys, you have a great collection. I mean, you've had a lot of people that have donated a lot of great items, and it is a really nice collection. Like you mentioned, having Charles come in to talk about World War One, and that's going to be the week before, so that'll be great.
Right. Yep.
All right. So that's going on. Otherwise, getting ready to head into the holiday time or the winter time, fall. Regular hours for the museum, again, is that going to be still going on? And what about people looking for family gatherings? If I know you get pretty full on your reservations for the downstairs, so still have an opportunity if they're interested?
Yep, they certainly can. The best thing is, you know, it's we have it available. We do have quite a few, like you said, reservations already for in November, actually. Kind of around Thanksgiving time is already fairly well booked up, but still call and check if you're interested. And call me directly is the easiest way to check in on availability. And you can do that anytime during the week. You can text me or call me and check and see if it's available. Again, it's $100 for non-members. It's $75 for members. We always encourage an individual membership of $25, and then you get the room for $75. So you get an advantage there. The capacity is 130 people. Typically, we don't have that many. We've got the full kitchen, and it's really a nice place to have an event. So,
and accessible off of that 6th Street entrance.
Right. And so... and again, we encourage, again, volunteering.
Sure.
We are always looking for individuals who have interest, and we really have slowly been bringing on some more volunteers, which we're really excited about, people who want to help. And again, I say this every time we're on the radio, you don't have to be a history buff or be a historian to volunteer down at the center. There's all different kinds of things that we can have you do.
Sure.
We are, our project for 2024 is to work continuously to get all the collections in order and to work toward opening up the second floor.
Get that.
That, again, is going to be an investment. So, again, we'll be looking at possible some form of a fundraiser.
Sure.
Or a grant to help us be able to get the second floor display put up. So.
Yeah. It'll take a while. It takes a lot of hands, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All righty. Again, people, check the website. Follow along on Facebook, too, because you guys are always posting photos and things like that on Facebook as well to keep everybody updated on what's going on. Stop down and see Mo Kelly speak on Saturday. That's going to be down there at the Historical Center. And once again, any questions, make contact. Leave a message. Thanks. We'll just keep pushing that. And it is a good time of the year, by the way, to get your membership. Just wanted to throw that one in there for you.
That's right. One little thing right now, memberships, of course, we're getting into October right now. Right now, memberships are half price at this point in time. That will be good through the end of the year. So you can take advantage of that. Our memberships run calendar year, January to December, and then we'll need to be renewed on an annual basis.
All right.
And again, our hours are, we're keeping them the same for wintertime, and when the weather gets a little more inclement, maybe it's people wanting to come in, do an inside activity. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 2. And then also, if you're having a special event or have a special group and you want to take a tour of the History Center, you can contact us and we can see if we can arrange it on a day other than our regular hours.
All right. Marty Lamore, our guest on the program today from the Historical Society Board, the Boone County Historical Society. Marty, thanks for visiting with us this month, and we'll talk to you before we have soup, okay?
That sounds great. Thanks so much.